If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think there's a kind of fear that we have to do this, I mean, you know, one step. Okay, I give up all those things, but you don't. I think it is about incorporating plant-based meals into your week and, you know, seeing the benefits of it and doing it over time is fine. If you want to do it quickly, that's great, but it can be a journey for each person and it is different.
I think there's no particular rule book about how to go vegan. And I think that is the best way to encourage someone to go vegan and to go plant-based is to not really put any direct rules to it and just let the person kind of make their own journey to it. I think that is much more welcoming.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human.
Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to another episode of I Am Human. I am your host, Dr. Yami, and I'm just so happy to be here with you today with another fabulous episode that I know you're just going to savor and love. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast, rate and review it if you have a little minute. And what would be even the most helpful is if you can share this episode or any of the episodes that you think would be helpful to somebody else. We really appreciate that other people get to discover what's available for them here in this podcast. To be human means to be distracted, disconnected, and perhaps unappreciative, but it also means to be present, to connect with yourself and others, and appreciate the beauty of day-to-day moments. My guests today are Chloe Crane LaRue and her mother, Trudy Crane, and they have written a beautiful cookbook called The Artful Way to plant-based cooking. Chloe Crane LaRue is a New York City-based food and lifestyle photographer, content creator, and recipe developer with a decade of professional experience. Her work has been featured in renowned publications like the New York Times, Forbes, and more. Originally from Montreal, Chloe pursued her studies at the prestigious Parsons School of Design in New York City with a BFA in photography. Her creativity extends to engaging videos and captivating visuals, earning her collaborations with luxury brands like Chanel, Dior, and lifestyle brands such as J. Crew and Anthropologie. Chloe's passion for plant-based cuisine invites people to savor nature's bounty while making eco-conscious choices. Her culinary artistry elevates plant-based cooking, making each meal an artistic experience, and she lives in New York City. Her mother, Trudy Crane, is a ceramic artist who has established herself under the brand name Looks Like White, a reflection of her minimalist aesthetic, which has been featured in publications such as House and Home, House Beautiful, Martha Stewart Weddings, and many others. She has also worked collaboratively with companies like Food 52, creating bespoke collections that add a touch of artisanal craftsmanship to the culinary world. Beyond her ceramics, Trudy is an active, mature model in the industry. She promotes diversity and encourages a pro-age attitude in an industry often preoccupied with youth. In addition to her creative pursuits, Trudy extends her passion for a conscious lifestyle into her role as a vegan cookbook author. Together, Trudy and her daughter, Chloe, craft recipes that not only delight the taste buds, but also speak to the beauty of the table and the world around us. She lives in Montreal, Canada. So this amazing mother-daughter duo has published this book. Like I said, it's called The Artful Way to Plant-Based Cooking. It is beautiful. It has amazing, delicious, delectable recipes that look like five-star restaurant quality, but are things that you can make yourself. And I think that this cookbook is beautiful enough that you can have it on display on your coffee table, especially if you want your guests, when they come to your house, to kind of flip through it and see how beautiful and delicious plant-based cooking can be. I recommend that you get a copy of this cookbook just to have on display because it's that pretty. So in this episode, we talk about their vegan plant-based journeys, how they transitioned and why they chose to write this cookbook. We talk about their travels and how it has influenced this cookbook, what their favorite place to travel to and what place has the most delicious plant-based food. We talk about being artists and what the connection is between art and food and what they most want us to take away from their cookbook. We also talk about how it has evolved over time that they can integrate plant-based cuisine into their work. We talk about being aware of the details in the world around us, how that can benefit us, how we can find beauty in everyday moments. And then we also talked to Trudy about her perspective on aging and what it is like being a model that was discovered when she was 59 years old. It is amazing. I really think that you're going to love this episode. There's just lots of wisdom in it. There's lots of beauty in it. There's just lots of quotable moments that I think that we can each take and apply to our day-to-day lives and make our lives just even better. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. And now let us welcome Chloe Crane LaRue and Trudy Crane. The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional. Welcome to I Am Human, Chloe Crane LaRue and Trudy Crane. It is so lovely to have you, two beautiful artists. We're going to talk about your book today. So I'd like to start at the beginning. Share with us your vegan and plant-based journey. How did you get to where you are now?
Well, I can say that I think Chloe was plant-based before she knew she was plant-based when she was growing up, because the family wasn't plant-based and we ate meat, and I would serve meat to Chloe whenever we had it, and she never ate it. She would put it to the side, any fish, anything, and she never liked meat. And so when she left for university, that was kind of the first thing that she did was she became a vegetarian first, I think.
Became vegetarian first for the first 6 months, I would say. And it was just so easy, and I still, you know, didn't really feel the need to drink milk or eat dairy. And I was like, let's just go all in. And I just found the transition very easy for me. And 10 years later, I'm still here.
Nice. Chloe, when you were a kid, is it that you didn't like the texture, the flavor, or were you already as a child thinking about the origin of where it came from? Tell me what was going through your head.
It was really all of this. I never really liked the flavor, the texture, but I always thought about the animal behind the meat and the fish. And I think I always loved animals from the time I was born. Mm-hmm. And I would always think about the impact that it had when I was eating it. Even eating an egg, I was always kind of thinking about it. Yeah. And it was very easy after to kind of be like, I just don't want to eat animals anymore.
And then once you were off on your own, you're like, I'm not even going to try to do this anymore. I'm just going to do it the way I want to do it.
Absolutely. I was like, this is what I wanted. This is always how I wanted to eat. And now I can finally do it because I live on my own.
It's funny because it's like the opposite of most rebellious teens that go off to college and just eat so like a bunch of processed foods and, you know, beer and stuff. So it's like absolutely the opposite.
Yeah.
All right. So Trudy, it sounds like you came along with your daughter, very similar to me and my mother. So I went vegan and my mom went vegan 6 months after me, following my example, and took a challenge and did that. So what was going through your mind? Were you doing it to support her? Were you curious?
No, I, you know, it's funny because I had moved on my own after Chloe went to university, and I found that I wasn't cooking meat practically at all. And so Chloe went vegan, and I slowly said, I need to do this with her. And it took me a year. I gave up one thing at a time. I gave up meat. I gave up fish. And the last thing I did was eggs because I loved eggs. But every step I did, I felt so good. I felt great along the way. And it wasn't hard. I really thought it was going to be more difficult, and it really wasn't, because I felt so good. And we were supporting each other. She was supporting me through that. And I haven't looked back. That's 6 or 7 years now. So
nice. Yeah. Sounds amazing. Sounds like a great journey. And I think, you know, everybody has to take their own journey and do it their own way, but it sounds like you got some good benefits out of it, which was supporting each step that you took.
Yes. And I agree. I think everybody's journey to this takes a different route. You know, it's not, I think there's a kind of fear that we have to do this, I mean, you know, one step, okay, I give up all those things, but you don't. I think it is about incorporating plant-based meals into your week and, you know, seeing the benefits of it and doing it over time is fine. If you want to do it quickly, that's great, but it can be a journey for each person, and it is different.
I think there's no particular rule book about how to go vegan. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the best way to encourage someone to go vegan and to go plant-based, is to not really put any direct rules to it and just let the person kind of make their own journey to it. I think that is much more welcoming.
Definitely. I love that. I love that message of there's really no right or wrong. There's no set path. Just do the way that feels right for you and makes sense for your lifestyle. Well, let's talk about cookbooks. Why did you write this cookbook?
Well, I think it's exactly what we were just saying. It's really to encourage people to make that step and understand that cooking vegan, I mean, when we first went vegan, I don't think we really knew what to do. We tried a lot of different things. I think I ate noodles and vegetables way too much the first year, honestly. And as we got to be better and understand more what worked, and you know, you realize, my God, it's so good. And this is why we wrote the cookbook, to say, you know, these are easy recipes. They're really nourishing. They've got great protein and, you know, everything that you need. And they taste really good. You're able to do this. If we can do it and we learned, and we want to encourage people to be able to do that too.
It's really also just to take our recipes, and our recipes are so approachable and simple. And that's really what we wanted to achieve with this cookbook, is that creating beautiful recipes that are very relatable to people, yet, you know, elevating them and making vegan food more elevated, and also transporting people into different cultures and countries with the food that we created. So that was really our journey and our goal.
I think it's hard sometimes to see pictures of the food and think it's simple, though, because it really is. Y'all made it so beautiful. It looks like gourmet restaurant food that you would pay a bunch of money for. So I think that it's important for people to know that, you know, it looks like it, but it really is something that's accessible to everybody. And the thing with plant-based cooking is that it's inherently beautiful because it's so colorful. Like using all the fruits and vegetables, it already just makes it so pretty to look at.
It really does.
Absolutely.
It is beautiful. And you know, I make the recipes all the time, and they are really, really easy. She's an amazing photographer and stylist. And yeah, they really are. They're great. They're easy and really delicious.
Yeah.
Well, tell me more about your travels, because I know that that's one of the things that inspired the cookbook too. And you were talking, Chloe, about different cultures and integrating different cultures. So tell me more about your travels. Who got the travel bug first, and how has it influenced your cookbook and your cooking?
I feel like growing up, we would always travel together and travel as a family. And that was such an important part of my growing up and the way I was raised. We would do many trips every year, had the privilege to travel to so many different countries. And I think also food is such a big part of traveling, and it's so influenced by how we travel as well. And I think traveling is also one of the greatest joys for the both of us.
It really is.
We feel the most ourselves when we are traveling, when we are exploring a new city and different culture. And also, I think that we are so inspired by France and Italy and Spain. All these Mediterranean countries really, really inspired us and inspire our cooking. And it was such an important part of our book, because we wanted to bring those travels that we've done so many times in our life and for me growing up, and we wanted to bring our audience into that experience.
We just love exploring all the markets and, you know, in the cities that we go to, we either stay at an Airbnb, mostly an Airbnb. Even when Chloe was young, it wasn't called Airbnb then, but we would rent a place with a kitchen and we would go to the markets. And Chloe and I, in our travels today, we do the same thing. We go to the markets in the cities, we look at all these beautiful vegetables and how can we cook them. And it is just such a joy. I mean, we do it in our own cities as well, but you know, the food is delicious and
the produce is also different than it is here. So being able to discover different produce in different countries and even testing recipes with that and incorporating new ingredients that we wouldn't normally do is super interesting to us. And also,
it's kind of a creative process.
It
I
is.
Think,
yeah, absolutely.
Going for travel.
Yeah, it forces you to think outside the box too, because I feel like, really, especially in certain places, like I'm in the United States and the grocery store becomes very generic, right? It's just like you have your apples, you have your bananas, you have your iceberg lettuce. It's all very standard. You don't get really much outside of that. They probably figure if they put something weird out there, nobody's going to buy it, you know? So you just get used to what you get used to. So I know that The closest I've been to that is when I've subscribed to one of those produce boxes where they bring it just like to farm, and then you get these things you've never seen before. And you're like, okay, what is this? And what do I do with this? You know, it really forces you to think outside the box, try different things. But it's also so great for your gut microbiome. So got to throw in some of the health stuff here, yeah, because getting all those different fibers and different vitamins and minerals that you're not used to getting. And also what I'm hearing from y'all is that it forces you to stay seasonal, because in these markets, it's fresh stuff. It's not like imported from countries away. It's local. Absolutely. And so that's another thing that could be beneficial for our health. Well, I know that this is probably a very difficult question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So try your best. What is your favorite place to travel to? And what place do you think has done the best as far as having the most delicious plant-based food?
I think that our favorite place to travel to has to be France. It's probably the place that we've traveled to the most together.
I think so.
But more specifically, Provence. I think Provence is just such a magical place. And the food in France and the freshness of the produce is so incredible. And it's just so inspiring to see kind of like how we can also make French food into plant-based foods. You know, you wouldn't typically think of French food being very plant-based friendly, but it was very important for us to take all of these different places that we've been to, especially growing up. We went to the south of France a lot, Nice and Vence, and, you know, using the different meals that we would have there and incorporating those into plant-based dishes. And I think France has really inspired us. I think that's probably one of our favorite places.
It is. Of course, Italy is in there.
I mean, Spain. Mallorca.
It's really hard quiz.
There's a list for sure.
I love it. You know, it's a good problem to have when it's hard to think of your favorite. Have y'all traveled to Greece?
Yes.
Chloe has. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love too, actually. It's true.
The Greek Isles, it's one of my favorites as far as just like the produce there tastes unreal to me. Like it's so just delicious. Like it just has flavor upon flavor and it's just like a plain tomato, you know? So it is interesting to go to different places to taste their local food and see how it's different. All right. Well, let's talk about art, because you're both artists, beautiful artists. You just, even just the way you just look very artistic. And I think one of the things too that you wrote in your book was this trying to incorporate the romanticism around food. So tell me, what is the connection between art and food?
I think there's such a great connection. To me, going into my career as a photographer first, I started in the food space in behind the camera. So I was really photographing food and looking at all the beauty of it, but then also learning through it as I was photographing it. And there's such beauty around lighting and the colors of food. And as we just said, plant-based foods, vegan foods, it's all about, you know, fresh ingredients and there's so much color. So for me, there's so much beauty around the food that we create and how we can also not only visualize our food and just make it a beautiful experience, but it also creates beautiful moments. And that is super important and something that we mention a lot in our cookbook. But I think there's so much about romanticizing your everyday life and especially romanticizing your time around food. It's such a special moment. We're so privileged to be able to eat first off and to have, you know, the chance to be able to have food in front of us and on our tables. That's such a gift that we have and we don't take it for granted, but also taking that time to be able to romanticize that and, you know, having your 30 minutes with your food and just being able to marvel at it and have your time
and taste it
and not only just create a moment with it, light a candle, being able to taste the different flavors, not being on your phone or on your computer while you're eating is so important. So I think that's really one of our one of the things that we really like to talk about.
And as Chloe moved to New York and became a food photographer, I changed my career. I was in marketing. I was a marketing executive. And I changed my career to become a ceramicist. And we were a ceramic artist. And we were kind of doing this at the same time. And I make dinnerware. And so this whole our careers kind of collided at the same time. And so I was making art with my plates and she was making art with her photography. So for us, the beauty of the food, as Chloe said, but the table and how it's plated and really feeling those moments and taking them each moment at the table to whatever it is, if you're alone or if you're with friends or family or whatever, to really enjoy it and be aware of your surroundings. Be very intentional about what you're doing. So
I have to comment a little bit as I was going through the book, and I don't even have the print book yet. I just had the digital book. It is a beautiful book to look at. And one of the things that really struck me was that in the pictures, it's a lot of food, both of y'all together, you know, just by yourselves. But what really spoke to me was that sense of connection, like these spreads where I could anticipate, we're inviting people over, we're going to have friends over, we're going to have this luxurious long time to sit and enjoy this meal and talk with each other, or we're just going to connect with ourselves, with our bodies, with our food, and enjoy the senses and the pleasures. And I almost felt like it almost made me feel really emotional going through some of these pictures. So I was like, wow, I want that life where I could just slow down and just cook this meal and enjoy it either by myself or with my friends and family and really just savor it. So to me, it seems like that was one of your intentions in this book. Do you feel like that's kind of one of the things you were trying to do?
Absolutely. We really, this has always been something that we have really felt in as a family. And Chloe and I talk about it a lot, about this idea of really sort of savoring each moment in our life at the table, but everywhere else also. And that we are very conscious and curious about what's going on around. And for us, this just seemed very natural to put this in the book. It's part of who we are. And we really wanted that to come across. And doing a plant-based diet, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't make those moments, it even elevates those moments. So I think, yes, it really is part of our intention for the book. And it's really who we are. And we really wanted to pass that feeling on to people. And I'm so glad that you felt that.
Yeah, for sure. Chloe, did you take all the pictures for the book?
I did. I took all the photos. And I think it was very important, especially for us, but for me, to be able to photograph this cookbook because it means so much to us, because it's been in our minds for a very long time. We have been visualizing this cookbook for many, many years. And to be able to go to Spain and to France and photograph this cookbook and really kind of be able to turn our minds into a physical image and a physical book was such a gift, honestly.
It was a gift.
You did a fantastic job. What do you hope people will take away from your cookbook, besides everything we've already talked about?
I really want people to feel like the cookbook really transports them into a place that they can dream and that they can also relate to, and that they can not only just go through the book and be inspired, but I want them to be inspired to cook more plant-based foods. And if they're not plant-based already, to be able to incorporate more plant-based meals into their everyday or to their weekly meals. I think that I just want this cookbook to not only sit in people's kitchens, but also possibly sit on their coffee tables, because it's the kind of cookbook that needs to be looked at daily. I hope it really gives that effect and it inspires people to not only take it out for a recipe, but to go through it just for inspiration.
Exactly. That's for me, it's really to inspire people to make those changes and to look at the book, just to be inspired, to think and to dream, as Chloe said.
Yeah, well, it's most definitely a work of art. So that's exactly what I thought too. I was like, this is a book where you have to display it so that you can actually look at the pictures, and it shouldn't just be tucked away in a corner somewhere on a bookshelf. So I agree with that.
Well, it's official. Back to school season has begun. Why does it always seem to sneak up on me? We are now in the whirlwind of drop-offs and pickups, sport practices, and parent volunteer hours. There is so much to do all the time. That's why I'm really glad we have ways to keep eating healthy even when the schedule is bursting at the seams. If you want to ensure that you will be able to put delicious and nutritious meals on the table during the busy school fall season, I highly recommend Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited process ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. You get to choose from 80 plus flavor-packed options that allow you to take back time in the kitchen with dinner ready in 30 minutes. Here's the best part. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, as well as some produce that comes already pre-chopped, as well as custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are very simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. Green Chef takes the stress out of cooking. The recipes are easy to follow and everything you need is included, so even less experienced cooks in your house can prepare a delicious home-cooked meal. I appreciate the variety of plant-based meals available. This week we had curry-spiced sweet potato wraps, mushroom artichoke and pesto flatbreads, and spicy peanut and veggie sesame rice bowls. Those were extremely delicious. The recipes are so yummy and approved by the whole family. I love that they include lots of veggies for a delicious and nutritious meal. The vegan meal kits are hearty, so you don't have to worry that you'll go hungry. And now you have the option to double your portion of protein or veggies, and you can swap to a plant-based protein like organic tofu or tempeh. We have loved using Green Chef in our household. If you want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table, look no further than Green Chef. And now, take your healthy routine further with 2x the support. You get to select from Green Chef's healthiest menu ever and access thousands of top-rated gyms and fitness studios worldwide from ClassPass. For a limited time, new Green Chef subscribers will also receive 50 free credits to use at ClassPass, about a month's worth of membership. Go to greenchef.com/IamHumanClass for 50% off your first box plus 50 free credits with ClassPass. That's code IamHumanClass at greenchef.com/IamHumanClass to get 50% off your first box plus 50 free ClassPass credits. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. If you're obsessed with real-time data and want to know what's going on with your metabolism, you'll want to try Lumen. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. On the app, it tells you if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. It can also track your cycle as well as the onset of menopause and adjust your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off cravings. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning and you'll know whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. Then Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Listen up. Metabolic health matters. Most chronic diseases that are preventable with diet and lifestyle habits are caused by dysfunctions in metabolism. When you have a healthy metabolism, you feel better and you perform better. You have improved sleep, healthy weight maintenance, and enough energy to do the activities that you love. I'm getting back on my routine after celebrating my birthday for a few weeks, and I'm using my Lumen to get back into my fasting regimen. I use my Lumen every morning upon waking, and it really helps me stay on track. The insights you get from Lumen can be very helpful for those trying to optimize their energy levels, sleep, or those using intermittent fasting to reach their health goals. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me/Dr. Yami to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/DRYAMI for 15% off your purchase. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. Renting from Armoire is perfect for me because I love fashion. I get bored easily. I love to try new things with low commitment, and I'm also a minimalist who is budget conscious. Clothing rental just makes sense. It's so fun. You get to try new styles that you may not be brave enough to buy and keep forever, and your wardrobe stays fresh and updated. We live in a small old house with tiny closets that get cluttered easily, but I love clothes. I don't want to compromise. I want to look cute and feel great, and with clothing rental, it's a win-win. My first shipment of rental items arrived quickly, and all my items were neatly folded, clean, and ready to wear. The first item I tried on was a pair of overalls from Wild Fang, and I've already worn them 3 times because they're adorable and so soft and comfy. Today, I'm wearing a beautiful floral linen wrap dress from Yumi Kim, and I feel so feminine. It's really elevated my mood. I have 4 more items to try this week, including some cute corduroy wide leg ankle pants, a pair of super wide leg jeans, a sophisticated midi dress, and a puffy sleeve V-neck sweater. Getting dressed in the morning is exciting, and I feel great all day. There are so many reasons to try Armoire. First and foremost, you'll always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. It's affordable. They have many plans to choose from, depending on how often you'd like to swap out your outfits, but it could actually save you money in the long run. It's sustainable. You no longer have to feel bad about only wearing an outfit once, letting it sit in your closet for years until you finally donate it. It also feels good to support a company that is women-founded and women-led. And finally, Armoire can help you define your personal style. It gives you recommendations based on your body type and what you already like, but it also gives you the freedom to explore different styles you may not otherwise buy. If you've never tried something like this before but feel intrigued, I recommend that you give it a try. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Yami. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/DRYAMI to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, one of the things that I think is really cool, almost like it was planned, wondering if this was something that your soul planned before you came to Earth, is how plant-based cuisine became integrated into both of y'all's careers. And Trudy, you were saying this wasn't even part of your career before, but then it just, you became a ceramicist and now it's just naturally something that you can weave into your life and your career. So tell me a little bit about that. Do you feel like it was deliberate or was it an accident?
Well, it all kind of came sort of at the same time. So we didn't plan that. We didn't say, oh, now you're a food photographer. And the changes happened so naturally. I was in fashion and Chloe wanted to be a fashion photographer. And over her studies, I mean, you should maybe tell the story, but over her studies realized that that wasn't what she wanted to do. And I was looking to not be in that sort of corporate environment anymore. And I really wanted to do something that felt closer to my soul. And I wanted to create art. I really wanted to touch something and you know, to put it out in the world that really meant something to me. And so it felt very organic. It really, and even becoming plant-based, you know, this just felt right in our lives at the point we were at, that we were really being very deliberate and conscious about what we were doing. You know, I made a big, big change in my life, and Chloe too, she moved to New York and so on. So we were being very, very intentional about what we were doing, and turning to a plant-based diet just felt like very natural in this process.
I'm curious about something, Trudy, because you said that you were in this corporate world, and I can imagine it was very high stress, especially in the fashion industry, lots of pressure. Do you feel, and you know, I might be just making this up, but do you feel like adopting a plant-based diet or even taking that step to leave that world and do what you said as your soul was calling you to do, has it made it easier to listen to your intuition? It's almost like taking those steps. Do you feel like you're becoming more into yourself, like listening to what you really want to do rather than forcing yourself to be part of, you know, whatever career path or career mold you had envisioned?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a very big step for me to take, to leave, you know, my big house and the pool and the you know, which to leave a big job to really go and become an artist and really not make a lot of money at the beginning, and to really do what I actually had to do. I didn't feel I could stay at my other job anymore. I had to make that change because I didn't feel good. And I was 52 at the time. So it was a big leap, you know, at that age. And I also became single. So I was a single artist. And I really literally changed my entire life at that moment. But I did it because it was the right thing for me. I needed to do it. I absolutely had to make that change. And yes, it was really listening to what was calling me inside. And I think that going plant-based was just all part of that journey into understanding and being aware of what made me feel the most whole.
Chloe, do you want to talk a little bit about your evolution and how you came to do what you do in your career?
It's funny because I was always greatly influenced by my mom in my life. We've always been super close and we've always had such a wonderful bond. So seeing her my whole life being in the fashion industry, I wanted to also be in the fashion industry myself and as a fashion photographer. So I did go to school for fashion photography, and I always thought that's what I'm going to do. And when I graduated and I started being in that industry, I really quickly realized that that is not for me. And kind of miraculously, I started doing a few food shoots and food contracts and being around the food space and people who were in the food space. And I was like, oh my God. This is where I belong. And yeah, I think that after being behind the camera and shooting food and being able to work with wonderful chefs, and I've really, really am grateful to have been able to work with so many amazing people in my life that taught me so many things and that helped me. And it was through that that after I was also in my journey into plant-based foods and to plant-based diet and to a vegan diet, I was learning and teaching myself how to cook vegan, and also seeing how different chefs were also cooking either vegan food or regular foods, and kind of taking their techniques and bringing them into my own household and being able to teach myself. I kind of grew into having such a love for cooking, and especially cooking vegan food, of course. So I really was teaching myself through these past 10 years and just gained such a big love for cooking. And I was then showing more online what I was doing around food, and not only showing my photography around food, but also my love for food and cooking, and sharing that with my audience and with people. And it resonated so much. And I just knew that my career was also in this place of transitioning as well. And that's such a beautiful thing, because we're always constantly evolving as humans, and we're always pivoting, and we're always, you know, changing. And that's such a beautiful thing. And at first I was kind of like, oh, my identity, what am I? Am I still a photographer? But I still want to become a cook and a chef and an author. But I was like, it's okay, because we are constantly changing, and that's who we are.
We don't have to be one thing. We can be many things.
And, yes. And we can go back to what Chloe said earlier, is that there are no rules. You know, exactly. Like, we can do it the way we want. I'm curious though, because I read in the book that your mom gave you a camera when you were 3. So, you know, this photography thing, you really loved it. And, you know, you had this path for fashion photography. When you got to that moment when you were like, oh no, this is not what I thought it was going to be, did you have like a little mini panic? Did you go through some hard, tough emotions? Did you feel lost during that time at all?
I would say that what I always thought I wanted to be, and kind of transitioning into a different industry, but still in the photography space, was not super hard. The harder part for me was really going from being a photographer to then kind of being more in the food space as a cook or content creator in the food industry. I had a hard time with my identity then, but I think now I'm just so grateful that I'm able to do so many different things. And what a gift to be able to, you know, wear so many hats, truly.
Yes. It keeps you busy though, huh? Doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about details. And I know this is something, Trudy, that's a value to you. How can being aware of details in our world benefit us?
Well, I think really, it's about looking around and seeing what is around us. And, you know, when Chloe was growing up, we would talk a lot about, I would ask her a lot about what she saw. So, you know, we would go to a museum and we would talk about the painting and what did she see in the painting. And we would see a billboard. What interests you about that? What does it say to you? And we did that from the time she was extremely young. And that's why I ended up giving her a camera. So these details, it just helped us. It helped Chloe, and it helps us grow as people, and that we see what's around us and we're aware and we're able to appreciate it, really, to see what the beauty that we have around us. There is so much beauty. And, you know, I remember when we went to Europe together to photograph the book, and we got to a beautiful place we were staying, and we got up to the top of this little mountain, and we looked out, and just the light, this beauty, this feeling that we got from that, it's just that stopping for a second to look at the detail, to look at what we have around us, and to be able to appreciate it. And that's why we're talking about what's on our plate, you know, to be able to look at what's in front of you and take your special plate and put your food on it, and just to feel those moments and to really appreciate what we see, you know, the view I have in front of me today, you know, it's so beautiful. So it's those moments. And I think I've always tried to instill that in Chloe, to be able to appreciate what we have. We're very lucky, and it can be anything as simple as walking down the street and seeing a beautiful building.
It's almost like a form of mindfulness, which we know is also beneficial to our health, of being able to stay present in the moment. Because right now we have a little difficult time with that as humans. You know, we aren't mindful. We have so much mental turmoil, that we have to distract ourselves with things, whether it's social media or substances or whatever. But if we were to take time to practice that mindfulness of really looking around us, what's around us, I think also that connection with gratitude is very interesting that you're saying. It's when we do take time to notice, it allows us to have more opportunities to be grateful because we're like, wow, I never noticed how beautiful. I have a story that is hilarious, y'all. Okay, I was going to tell you this story because we lived in the same house for about 10 years now. And there was one summer where all our neighbors around were, you know, renovating and doing all kinds of things. And one day I was sitting at my dining room table and I was like, yeah, I was like, wow, that's an amazing view. I don't understand why I've never noticed or appreciated this view. That is really a beautiful view. Like I could see like the hills and the sunset and everything. And I was like really stuck on this. It's like, why have I never appreciated this before? Then I realized that 2 days before, my neighbors had cut down a bunch of trees. I never had the view before. This was literally the first time I was seeing this view, but my brain, like for some reason, didn't connect that the two. And I was just like, I was feeling bad about myself. Like, why have I never appreciated the view? But then I was really grateful that they cut down the trees because it was a really magnificent view I never had seen before because there were all of these privacy trees there. But I thought that was so funny that my brain was like, what? This is weird. Why have I never seen this before? I want to shift gears just a little bit and going back to Trudy and talk to you about your perspective on aging as a woman. And also tell me a little bit about your modeling career. And you had written in your bio that you're a quote mature model, which I'd love to know what that means specifically.
Yeah. Yes. Well, on aging, I can say honestly that the last 12 years have been some of the most wonderful years of my life. And I think aging, first of all, is a privilege. We're very lucky. I feel very happy to be the age I am. It is a journey. And I think it can be something really incredible. You kind of look at life, for me anyway, I look at it a different way. You know, I think when you're growing and you're in your 30s or 20s, 30s, 40s, you're kind of got a picture of what your life is going to look like. And for me, after 50, I said, I'm open. I'm here and I'm going to allow myself to go through whatever I need to. And I want to make these years, whatever years I have, the most amazing years. I remember after my 50th birthday party, I had a moment. I was driving in my car and I was kind of just a little bit numb. And I thought, am I going to do this for the next 20 years? Is this going to be how it is going to, is this going to be my life? And I thought, I can't actually let that happen. I need to experience more. I need to do other things. And I felt whatever that was, I wasn't completely positive what I was going to do, but I had to do it. So I think it allows you a certain freedom and a way to explore a little bit more what you really want. And my daughter was grown. And so it gave me freedom to do that.
What about your modeling career?
Oh, yes, and my modeling. So at 59, I did a job, people had called me and said, would you do a couple of modeling jobs for us? And I said, sure. And I did. And the photographer that took the picture put it up on Instagram. And an agent saw it and she called me. And that was about 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. And I've been modeling ever since. And I love it. I was always behind the camera before. I was a marketing executive, so I was always at photo shoots. Chloe always came with us. And so I did a lot of shooting, and I felt very comfortable in front of the camera as well. And I love it. I get to meet so many amazing people and all the teams and the different products, and I love it. It's a lot of fun.
And what does it specifically mean to be mature? I'm assuming that it's probably like advanced maternal age for pregnancy, where it's 35, which seems like ridiculously young, but what's the age of being a mature model?
Well, I guess, you know, it varies for every person that you speak to, you know. But, you know, over 55, I guess, I don't like to put an age on that because I'm really pro-age. I think feeling good at any age is really the important thing to the message to get across. It's not about being 50 or 60 or 65. I mean, I'm 64. I feel amazing. And I think the important thing is that we show women of all different ages in advertising. And because we're here, we're doing great things. We have so much to give. And I really respect that we're starting to see that more. And I'm really happy about that. So,
and as you said, you have a whole new life, a whole new identity. You went in a whole different direction. And how cool it is that you got discovered as a model at the age of 59. I mean, what a story. That's so incredible. Yeah. Chloe, what have you learned from your mom? Has she inspired you in your life? Is there any changes that you've made watching your mother and her identity changes in life?
I mean, of course, I feel like I've always been so influenced by my mom in every aspect of my life, whether it's career-wise, whether it's, you know, about seeing her how she is with her own character as a person. But also, I think for me, just seeing her whole evolution in her life, going from this tiny little town in British Columbia in Canada, and, you know, moving to Montreal and changing her life and getting a divorce at 27, and then having this huge career as an executive in fashion, and then changing all of that at 50 and being a ceramic artist, and really seeing that at any stage of your life, you can change. You are never stuck. And I think that's such a strong message, because I feel like people can be so fearful, because it is very challenging, you know. Like, I get the fear, like, you know, we love to be in our comfort, we love to be in our safe space, but I believe that at any point in our lives, we can change, we can pivot, we are here to evolve, and there is always space to be different and to do something else, and we are never ever stuck, and we can always do great things, and we can do hard things. We really can. We have the capacity as humans to do hard things. And yeah, she's definitely taught me that. So it's very inspiring.
Aww, yes, definitely. What an inspiration. And, you know, and Trudy passing that down to your daughter, because she's going to continue to pass that down, pass it on and radiate that to the world. I think that's a message that we all need to hear right now, because we live in a world that has so much possibility, more possibility than there ever has been for everybody, including women. So if we restrict ourselves and say, no, I can't do this, you know, I really want to do that, but I shouldn't. It's not right. You know, we put all of these blocks on ourselves, and there doesn't need to be that. So thank you so much for that. Before we move on to some of the fun closing questions, Chloe, I'd love to hear from you first, and then Trudy, any other thoughts that you have on the cookbook, plant-based cooking, vegan living, any of those topics?
I feel like I'm so excited about where plant-based cooking and plant-based evolution is going, because I feel like this is just the beginning. We need to show people that this is an approachable lifestyle. And I just see the different brands, different companies that are coming to fruition with this lifestyle. I feel like there's so many new cheeses and milks and products that make it so much more relatable and approachable for people to transition into a plant-based lifestyle and diet. And I feel like that, to me, is so exciting. And I'm excited to see how that's gonna come in the next few years. And also for our cookbook, I feel like this is such a great time. And this is gonna be, especially it's coming out in September. September is one of my favorite months of the year. I think it's always a month of new beginnings to me, because I feel like it was always the month that I would start school again, but I feel like after the summer and September starts, people are going back to school, back to work. And I just love that our book is coming out then, because not only is it a gift for us, but I think it's a gift for people. And in this new beginning, they get something new for them.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And you may not know that, of course, I'm going to know this, I'm a pediatrician. September and August are the two highest birth months. So it literally is a season of birth. So you're giving birth to a beautiful baby in September. So it's meant to be.
It's meant to be. That totally makes sense to me.
Oh, I feel the same. I really, it's so exciting to be able to give this out to the world and to send that message about plant-based cooking and how versatile it is and easy to do. And as Chloe said, with everything that's coming out now and the new products, it makes it so much easier. So it's really a gift that we're giving, and it's just an exciting moment for us to be able to
it
do
is,
that.
It's so exciting. And I think a lot of times we don't realize how quickly things change. And as humans, as innovative humans, as scientific humans, technology is just exponentially changing so rapidly. So I can imagine 10, 20, 30 years from now, it could be completely different in our world. And there really is going to be no excuse left for anybody. Like, we're not going to have to exploit animals so much, you know, longer anymore. It's just not going to be a reason to anymore with all the technologies. You were talking about eggs, Trudy. I am with you on the eggs. Although I will say that now when I smell eggs, it's kind of nauseating, but I used to like really love eggs. So that was like the thing that I missed the most when I first transitioned. But you may have heard that they are now soon to be on the market, the first animal-free egg white that they're able to make just like the animal-free whey. So they use microorganisms to ferment something or another. I don't understand the basic science at all, so don't ask me any details. But basically, they're able to make egg whites from using some kind of fermentation process without using animals. So, wow. And you know, we can do this with animal meats now too. And in 10, 20, 30 years, for the people that really just have to have the whatever steak, they can have it without having to kill an animal. So we're going to be there before we even know it. The world is changing rapidly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Let's talk some different kinds of questions, if you'll indulge me. I'd love to know from each of you. We can start with Chloe first. What do you wish more people knew?
I wish more people knew that everybody is going through their own journey and that everybody is going through something during their day, during their year, their week, their life, and to be more empathetic and to be able to know that the anger or pain or judgment that you have towards someone has nothing to do with them, but more has to do with you. And I feel like that is such a learning for everybody, for me, for us. And I think that we need to be kinder to other people and just to be more patient, because I feel like sometimes we're quick to judging someone. We, you know, we're, you know, going through a day and things are slow, or we're more aggressive, or, you know, we're not as patient. But I think we need to slow down and just realize that we're all going through it. We're all living our own lives, and we just need to be kinder to others and to ourselves too.
What a beautiful message. Can you tell me that every day when I wake up in the morning, please? Yeah, I need that Absolutely. One reminder. I need the reminder every day.
I need the reminder too, trust me.
All right, Trudy, what about you?
Well, I feel very much the same way. Just sort of having a kinder world and, you know, being easy on people and letting people do what they need to do. And I think the other message I would give is what we talked about before, would be that you can grow and make change at any point in your life. It is so important to be able to feel that the world is open to you, and to make sure that you're doing what you love every day and feel good about it, and that, you know, making whatever change you want in your life. Like Chloe said, we can do hard things, and I can say I've lived through it, and here I am, and I feel very lucky to have made all those changes. So
that's so beautiful. How do each of you define success in this lifetime?
Well, I think for me, success is being able to do what you makes you the most happy, that you feel well inside, that you're fulfilling something that you're doing, that you're, you know, I don't think it is about, it's not about dollars, how much you make, or, you know, we always sort of put success and money together, but it isn't always, that's not always the case. So it is about feeling gratitude and being able to feel well within whatever period you are in your life. And that for me, I it's absolutely success.
I agree. I think that it's all about finding our purpose, whatever that may be. It could be so different to anybody, and success can be defined in so many different mm-hmm. ways, and it doesn't mean the same thing to anyone. But I think that once you are fulfilled, happy, content, and you love what you do wholeheartedly, to me, that is success.
I love it. Okay. Is there a goal or a dream that has evaded you thus far, or something that you have left on your bucket list that you'd be willing to share with us?
I think, of course, there's more travels in our future. But for me, I also want to write a personal book that I've sort of started to work on. And that's probably my biggest bucket list item. Just a little bit more about my journey, and I'd like to share a little bit more of how that went through. And it's a personal goal. Just
yeah, even so like never, a memoir.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, make sure to let me know whenever you're ready to come back on the podcast to promote that book as well. Sounds good. How about you, Chloe?
For me, it's been on my mind, and we've talked about it for years now, but I really hope that in the next couple of years, we get to have a show either on, you know, a streaming platform, or it could be a short form TV show. But I would love to have a TV show where we have our mother-daughter bond being very present, but we're also talking about plant-based foods, veganism, and we are also get to travel. I think there's so much to do with all of these different subjects. And I really hope to be able to do that someday. And I feel like I've been saying it for so long. I've put it in the ether. So I am manifesting it for sure.
It is yours. I mean, I don't see how that's not possible. Like, it's definitely going to be yours. Just allow it to come in, and I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be beautiful and so fun to watch. So that's amazing. I love it. All right. What does it mean to be human?
For me, it's kind of like what we had just talked about. It's knowing how to be empathetic, knowing how to be patient and kind and compassionate. I think compassion is such a big word, and that is really why we're on this planet, is to be compassionate towards others, towards ourselves,
and animals.
To animals, of course, but just to be kinder through our day-to-day, truly.
I feel the same, to have gratitude, to be curious and to find out about things and to see the world around us, to really ask questions and, yes, to be very compassionate and to be empathetic.
So beautiful. This has been an amazing conversation. I really loved getting to know both of you. I'm so glad that we were able to connect and share your work. And I can't wait till your book comes out. I think it's going to do fantastic. I cannot wait to see your show. It's going to be amazing. So if you could please tell my listeners where they can connect with each of you and where they can find your book and all of those details.
And you can follow the both of us on Instagram. My handle is Chloe C. LaRue.
And mine is Trudy.Crane.
And our cookbook, The Artful Way to Plant-Based Cooking, is coming out September 24, 2024. And we are very excited.
Amazon.
It's going to be on Amazon, yep. Barnes and Noble, everywhere where you can buy books.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do. I've just loved hearing your journey, and I can't wait to watch you evolve even more over time. And I appreciate you just taking the time to share yourselves and contribute to the world and share your beauty. So thank you so much. And I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
Thank you so much
for having us.
My name is Chloe Crane LaRue.
My name is Trudy Crane.
And we are human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.